Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
It's a new day, which means a new opportunity to restart your journey. And I don't know who said that, but in this episode, we are talking about restarting. So I know we didn't talk about this, but are you guys working on anything specific?
Not yet. Not yet. No, I'm just
You're working on it.
I'm just kind of listening to different courses and playing a little bit.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Trying to figure out what I want to create.
Are you working on anything, Stephanie?
I've got a commission I'm wrapping up. Yeah, it's a little dog. It's a little dog that passed away. So yeah, it's nice.
Aww, what a cutie patootie.
Yeah, the little dog's name's Rowdy.
Rowdy.
Aww, it's the most cute. Gorgeous tail, too. It's like, it's all fluffy tail.
Oh, nice. So.
Aww. Yeah, they just kind of let me have free reign of what I wanted because it was it's an Alabama dog, but it was in snow and we don't get a lot of snow. So she's like, can you just change up the background? Sure. So I've got it in grass with like woods behind it.
And okay. Oh, that's going to be nice.
It's really pretty. I'm very, very happy with it so far.
Okay. That just reminded me there's a photography or an art thing on Facebook and this guy put his dog on there and his name is Champ and he's jumping and he got the picture where the dog has all four legs off the ground. Uh-huh. So he's like flying through the air.
Oh, cool.
And he goes, if anyone could Photoshop him with dolphins, oh my gosh, there's like 2000 people who have commented with a picture of Champ and all these different things, some with the Miami Dolphins,
oh my God,
sharks. It's like free Champ, and he's like
free Champ,
and they've got him like running with buffalo, and they've got him. I mean, like in Star Wars. Oh my gosh, it's hilarious!
That's something I never thought about doing. It's like
Photoshopping. Anyway,
well,
I just
we're
thought it was
get people to do it.
I know it's just so great. Anyway. I'm working on a whiskey bottle, Jameson bourbon bottle with a glass next to it.
So very nice.
Yeah.
Just to kind of go in a bar area or something. So, and I've got Christmas macaroons to do next. I don't know if you know it's on top over there, but
cool.
Get that ready for Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So we're talking about what it means to reset or refocus or restart.
Yeah.
Period.
Restart our art. Bless you. Restart our art.
Because in the last episode, we've been on hiatus, like for all kinds of different reasons, jobs and medical problems and history and this and that. And so we haven't been focused on anything as far as as a podcast or anything or as our artwork. So
it's kind of been a little bit listless. Like we're trying to figure out our goals even.
Right. Exactly.
Because things have changed.
Yeah. And like our focus has shifted. And I mean, I think you still have, Julie, you have the goal of getting an agent.
Yes.
And doing the illustrative work. It's just now, and you were on this plan before of you wanted to reach out like 5 agents a week or something like ridiculously like high bar on that one to begin with. But
aggressive.
Well, I just finished up with my coach and I was so excited and positive to move forward. Like literally that week that I found everything out was the week I finished with my coach.
Oh,
and I just had
either.
This nagging thing that said, I really wanted to continue with him, but something in the back of my mind was, no, you need to just take a break and
intuition,
not spend the money.
Man.
And at least that was my thought.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and now I feel like I've lost all that momentum. And that's where I'm struggling with where to restart and Do I rebuild? Do I change? Things weren't working before anyway. So do I shift and change the way I was going? You know,
I don't know. When you were starting to go through this, I kept on going, well, think about when you come out. Because you're going to come out.
Right.
What are you going to do at the end? And I know your mindset wasn't even like, I can't even think that far.
Right. I can't. And I still feel in some ways I can't. Not that I can't. I'm just lost. I don't know where to restart. I don't know where I belong.
Right.
You know, it's more, you know, I've lost my identity. And, you know,
as an artist, are you saying you're like where you belong? Because I mean, like, I know where your artwork.
And it's kind of the way that I think about you, and you can think, tell me I'm completely wrong. I'm completely off base. Stephanie, you have no clue what you're talking about. I'm totally fine with that because it's not me. But I kind of think because of your prognosis and the idea that, and we all should actually be thinking this way. We don't know when the end is.
Right.
We don't know if we're. Tomorrow holds.
Yeah, we don't know what tomorrow holds. And so, but because you actually have like that actually said to you, even though we all do.
Right.
It's hard to put a goal because with the idea of a goal, we have like a idea
short-term,
of
long-term.
Yeah. We have this idea of like, oh, it's going to happen by next March.
Right.
You know, type of thing.
Yeah. But now I don't know what's going to happen in between because I'm going to end up with scan anxiety.
Right.
And all those other things that come along with cancer. And, you know, it's like I was watching Stand Up for Cancer when it was on in, I don't know, July, August. I don't even know now when it was on, but it was on in the last month or two. And someone on there said, hands of the clock begin to move again. And we realize we are not the person we once were.
That
resonated with me. I sat there and rewound it a couple times to hear it again and hear it enough that I could write it down. And like that spoke so true. And I think that's why I don't know where I belong because I don't know who I am now.
Yeah.
Which I know sounds really stupid. I'm 50 years old. I should know who I am. But at the same time, I feel like I've lost so much of who I am or not that I've lost. It's changed. It's like, you know, the hands of the clock, they're moving again now. Now,
because they stopped for a minute,
right? They stopped. I mean, I had never in a million years, anyone that's known me for the 20 plus years of owning my own business knows that I went everywhere with my computer. I never went more than a day without answering an email or turning it on. I worked from the hospital after my major heart surgery 10 years ago. And this time around, I couldn't, before the surgery, I couldn't recall, like I couldn't wrap my head around what I was working on because my brain was mush. And that's never happened to me. Like I had to call some people and apologize. Like, I am so sorry. Like I just realized a guy I was doing graphics for on an on-call basis. Luckily he hasn't needed me. I never even told them that I was going to be out. I totally forgot. And I'd never stepped away from work like that. I fired clients and stepped away, but I've never just like stepped away because I needed to step away because I mentally couldn't compose myself.
I think it was almost 2-3 weeks before you even turned a computer on.
Try 7.
Wow.
Yay.
Wow.
7 weeks before
you even needed that computer on.
So I feel like you're being asked like by the universe to change from a type A to a type B. You know what I mean?
Right. I know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the struggle too, is like I do more on my iPad in the last couple months than I've ever done from looking at email and, you know, looking up files to send to people or whatever it might be. I mean, I can't do AutoCAD and I don't do Photoshop on my iPad, but I've done more from that iPad. I traveled with just my iPad, on our trip to Chicago to drop my son off. I just took my iPad. I didn't even take my computer. And we're going on a trip in a couple of weeks, and I'm just taking my iPad. I'm not taking my computer. I've never done that in my entire span of owning my own business. Hmm. Never.
But you know what? You've got to, it's okay.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, maybe that's who you mm-hmm. are.
Yeah.
And you just got to learn now who you are.
Right. So that's where my restart. I don't want to take over the whole entire conversation here, but you know, that's where my restart schedule is. And I almost feel like with my art, I've always wanted to create scenes because that's what I used to create when I was in college. And I've lost my ability to draw in perspective as well as I'd like to. And like sometimes I'm like, I don't even see the vanishing point. Like, where the hell is it? Mm-hmm. I called Stephanie on this work project and then that ended up not even happening. And I'm like, I'm trying to do this thing. And click, can I call you about this? And you're like, sure, but I don't think I can help you.
I know. And then we had a brief conversation. I was like, well, just think about where the vanishing point is. She's like, vanishing point. I forgot about vanishing point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like,
I was like, oh my God, I could help you. Oh my God.
And you're like, yeah, you Stephanie had an answer.
Yeah. But yeah, so I kind of feel like my art in some ways has shifted to the sense that, or well, it hasn't yet, but in my mind, I'm like, you know, I want to create more like scenes that tell a story, mm-hmm. you know, and
you've always talked about illustrating a children's mm-hmm. book and writing.
So maybe this is, you know, it's very simple, but maybe it's, you know, God's way of saying, okay, book now.
Right.
You know, because you did have that internal sense to pause mm-hmm. with your coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, maybe that was a definite period and not a comma.
Right.
Or it still could be a comma.
Yeah, it could still be a comma. And I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I'm always on this discovery path and I'm not taking mm-hmm. it where I want it to go. So I'm just trying to reinvent myself, I guess.
I always find it like exhausting knowing people that know exactly what they want and know.
And they just, and yeah. they get it and they do it and done and boom.
I just have no idea what I want.
That's how
I
used to be.
It is.
That's yeah. exactly. And
that's
think
how that, I was when I was younger. I have no freaking clue anymore.
I don't either. And I don't know if it's because we're more knowledgeable as we get older.
More experience.
Right. That's what I mean by knowledgeable is more experience. But yeah, I don't know what that is.
So we were talking a little bit right before we're going to change subjects real quick, but you just, because you're changing studios. Mm-hmm. So you're getting kind of a refresh with that.
Yeah.
But that you had bought something new and that just led you down the whole thing too. Like, even though you're trying to restart, you're like, what in the world? You know, things just get in the way.
Yeah. So, okay. So my mom and my daughter are actually going to be joining me in the studio. So I'm trying to think, how can I make this the easiest possible thing for them to accept money? She's 15. My daughter's 15. Well, soon will be 15. I don't know. Yeah, she's will be 15. And my mom is like 77, right? Wide range. And
In the same space,
and neither one of them know how to do a point of sale system. So I'm like, all right, well, how can I make this thing the easiest possible way? So I order the Shopify point of sale system, and it looks great online. Like, it looks like it's got everything that you need. So I ordered it. It's like $276 or something like that. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there thinking, it's got an iPad in it. I don't know how they can make it.
Yeah,
so
you were like,
cheap.
That's a really good price.
Yeah, it's a good deal. All right, let's buy that. And I get it. And then there's like no iPad that comes with it. And I'm like, son of a. And so I like, we've got all these iPads in our house, old ones too. And like they're 9.7 inches, 10.5 inches. And so I ping mom and I'm like, hey, do you have any iPads that are 10.2 inches? And I'm like, giving her directions on how she can find that out.
Uh-huh.
And so she thinks she's got one. I'm driving over there. And the whole time I'm driving over there, I bet money it's not a 10.2. Get there, it's a 9.7. And she's like, but Google said it was a 10.2. And I said, really? And I like Googled it and it says 9.7. And I was like, 9.7. And then I'm getting upset with Apple. I'm like, why in the Sam Hill can't I be creating all these different sizes just to sell accessories? Or I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, and I now this year, you know, they've gone to the universal USB-C.
Well, USB-C. My iPad's been USB-C for years.
So. Mine is not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really happy they're going to USB-C.
Me too. But they should have done that years ago.
I know. But that's they're doing that because the EU is mandating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so, okay, here's the other kicker. So then that point of sale system from Shopify, it's got the old way.
Oh,
so
no.
So it's calling for the 9th generation iPad. But so after day of like hee-haw and getting angry around in my head about it all, I just like went to Amazon, bought a $279 9th generation iPad. So I buy that and then...
why can't Shopify, include the iPad if it's $200 and something? Just make it a $400 or $500 bundle and let me buy it.
I know. Right. Basically right now it's like a brick that weighs a ton and then a case that you stick your iPad in. And I'm like, I paid $270 for a brick and an iPad case. What?
And well, then what are you going to do when that iPad fails? Then you have to buy a whole new Shopify system.
I don't know. I guess if they come up with a new case, then I got to buy a whole new POS.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. So I'll deal with that. But then later, and then I'm like, okay, so I buy a scanner, a barcode scanner.
Make it easy. 15-year-old, 77-year-old.
Everybody knows how to work a little scanner at Lazard. Right.
Cross our fingers.
Yes.
Cross our fingers that they do.
So I buy that. That's supposed to be here Monday. And so now I got to do the inventory for everything. Now combine that with all of their grandiose ideas, because I come by it honestly. Mom is full of ideas too. And Emily is full of ideas.
Full of ideas? Are we putting that in quotations? Oh, ideas?
Ideas, ideas. Oh, what we ought to do. When I say what we ought to do, it means what Stephanie can do.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, so yeah, that's been... I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons I had headaches every day last week.
That one. I would say so. Yeah. That gives me a headache just thinking about having to figure all that out.
Yeah. They're exhausted.
But you did get a new sign for your studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The happy place, which, you know, right now you wouldn't know it's going to be the happy place.
Right now it's the headache place. But it's a sign that says the happy place.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
and that's going to be so cute.
It's going to be adorable.
Sign. Yeah. I think I want to get little smocks made up with the happy place.
That's a good idea.
It'll be cute. And it's in our colors. So
yeah,
it'll be good.
Yeah.
I don't know, but so that's a big restart, and I'm hoping to, one of the reasons why I'm trying to get like all these technical things out of the way is so that I can focus more on the creative side.
Right.
Because I just want things to be easy so I don't have to think.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I'm right there with you.
And you're kind of doing a refresh on your art. You're doing your storytelling now.
Yeah. That's
what made you, or what led you to sort of restart that. You've always had that in you and in your story and in your
You've always had pieces around it, but now it feels like you're doing more pieces focused on that.
It feels cohesive.
Yeah.
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 I think it's just something that evolutionary, because I can tell you I wanted to do some of this when I was first starting, but I didn't have the skill set. And I think I'm finally getting the skill set to be able to pull things together, because I understand color and temperature and perspective and marrying all those different ideas to create a story. I didn't have that before.
And you've had the experience of painting all these different animals. So now you can go, oh, I'm going to put a little bunny over here. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to put a raccoon over here.
Right.
I'm going to put a hummingbird up here. I'm like,
yeah,
not everybody can do that.
I've painted the same hummingbird at least 5 times. So, yeah.
Yes.
he's so cute, though.
Yeah. His name's Harmony.
Aw.
I love that.
But yeah.
Aw. So, your restart is starting, stopping. You're kind of sputtering along. But do you feel like you're kind of, at least have some short-term restarts that are going well?
Yeah, I've got a goal by the end of this year. The Animal Artist Society, I think is the name of it. They're taking applications by January 15th. So I'm going to get my application in. I'd like to be part of that.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. And but that's really like the only major goal I think I've set for myself. Other than that, you know, we'll have October 14th. We're going to have like a big studio, new location opening.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, but it still feels fresh and new. Like it feels like you've got this like, you know, new breath into it.
It really did help because I know before I got the news that I was getting this new studio, I was kind of like, I was a little depressed, a little bit listless. You know, I couldn't figure. I need to have something to look forward to,
right?
And something to put my energy into, or I get depressed.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to have this.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good.
Even though they're giving me a headache, but I'm glad to have them.
Right.
You're glad to have the headache.
No, I'm so glad it worked out that way.
Yeah. I feel like it's gonna be nice to have like all the different things in there.
Well, and I wanted it originally with you two.
Yes, I know.
But that just didn't like it just work out.
It wasn't well for where my mind is right now. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah. I don't blame you. In those types of scenarios, you don't really want a big change. It's not a good idea. And you're doing it intuitively for a reason.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It was like when I started cleaning up my office because it became the dumping ground to dump everything before JP's graduation party and graduation. And my family kept coming in. So how are you going to rearrange it? Like, I'm not. I can't. Mm-mm. No. Yeah, right. rearranging it. How are you going to rearrange it? I'm like, I'm not rearranging it. I like the way it is right now. I don't have it in me to rearrange it. And they are all totally shocked.
Because, you will, at a drop of a hat, change up a room.
In 4 hours, it'll be different. But no,
you're still recovering.
That, and I think I've had so much change in the last couple months between the cancer and JP leaving. Mm-hmm. That I can't handle any change right now.
That makes sense.
Mentally, I just don't think I have the capacity for it.
Well, I think that you have refocused is not for the better or whatever, or the worst or whatever, but your shift has refocused on you.
Yeah.
And your health.
Right.
And family. And you let go of things that just at the time really didn't matter.
Right.
I did. And now, though, you want to pick it up, but you want to just pick up the things that are going to bring you joy.
Well, it's like I told someone the other week or last week.
Probably me.
No, it's someone that uses exclamation points in texts. And
oh, okay. Oh. I wouldn't know.
No, trust me, it wasn't any of you. And she can be super, super sweet, but at the same time, you know, she can be a little harsh around the edges. And I just told her, I'm like, if you can't be kind, we're not going to work together anymore.
Mm. Oh, good. It wasn't me.
No, I was like, you know, I don't have
You're time. Always kind, Stephanie.
Yes. I was like, Except I don't have for time finger. For the kindness or for the rudeness. And you know, I just point blank said, you know, I don't know if I have a year or 20 years and I'm not going to spend it with mean people.
Yeah. I know. I asked, I think, yeah, I pinged you and asked you for advice.
That was the same day, actually.
Yeah.
I told her that.
You're just like, oh, if it doesn't bring you joy or something, you know, if you've learned anything from the last couple months, it's been don't do anything if you don't want to.
Right.
Life's too short.
Yeah. I mean, when one door closes, another one opens. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of living that way right now. Is I don't have to jump over everything at everything. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah, you don't have to pick up everything.
Right.
You know, like things that get placed in front of you, just even during a day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pick it up and go, okay, let me take care of this and put it back.
Right.
And let me take care of this and put it back.
I don't need to own it.
or as they say, like wearing hats, you know, you know, you wear so many hats during the day and it's like, you know what? You don't have to, you don't even have to put on a hat if you don't want to.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's something that we as women, but especially I think artists need to remember too, that we don't have to do every single type of art. We don't have, like I'm cleaning out, if it's not watercolor or my iPad and my color pencil, I'm not keeping it. I gave away my pastels that I gave to Jennifer.
She's saying it. She's saying it. Me and Stephanie are looking at each other like, what?
She's
are
like, Steph, go.
I mean, I gave my pastel, my soft pastels to Jennifer on Friday. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, you want these? I'm not keeping them, you know. They're from college. I haven't touched them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Since college. That's a long time ago. Yeah. I don't need them. I'm not going to pick them up again.
Yeah.
I don't like getting messy.
It's not your joy. Your happiness.
I have found I love watercolor. That's what I love. And even if I do something, scan it and make it mixed media, but bring it in into Photoshop, that's what I really love to do. Mm-hmm. I love to combine that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am keeping my colored pencils, because I do add those to watercolor sometimes. And I am keeping my alcohol markers because I have a feeling JP's going to need those.
Hmm.
If I they're supposed to do some hand rendering, and if they do, then I'll give those to him. But then his girlfriend's taking anything else that I don't want. She's like, yeah, I'll take it. So I'm slowly cleaning drawers out. And like, I got drawers upon drawers. I have had every art supply under the sun. All my collage papers I've kept for years, I'm throwing them all away. When's the last time I collaged something? And
did you threw them away?
Not yet, but yeah.
Okay. I'm just.
Now I haven't had the energy this weekend.
Okay. Accountability. She says she's going to throw them away.
Yeah. I'm like, I haven't touched them. And when's the last time I did a collage piece in a sketchbook?
It has been
10 years.
Yes,
I don't know if I've ever known you to do that.
Yeah. When I was first getting back into art, I did a lot of that. I haven't done it since. I don't enjoy doing it.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of
It's messy.
Paper.
It's a lot of paper. It's messy. It's glue on my fingers that I can't stand. I just,
Yeah. And I think from what I'm hearing, like a restart can be a quick restart, like a race, you know, ready, set, go. And then sometimes it's like you go and then you have to like, wait, I forgot. I got to stop and tie my shoe or whatever. And then some are like slow, like there are fast runners and then there are the walkers, you know, I mean, like,
no, you're absolutely correct.
You know, and then there's some of us who might be on crutches or with a cane or just like
see another road and go, oh, let's run down that one.
Yeah.
But so we're in a big, I don't know, not fork in the road, but we're in a spot where we are restarting and re-looking at things differently.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing.
I think so too.
I think it's also one of those things where we're going a little bit slower. Don't you feel that way?
I feel like I am at a snail's pace.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No. And before I would just rush.
Yeah.
And work, mm-hmm. work and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know,
there was no white.
The dirty
space.
Dishes are going to be there tomorrow.
I'm just trying to think, like, you hear all these people saying go with the flow. I think I finally understand that now.
Yeah.
And where before it was always like everything felt like a battle.
You are pushing against the current.
Pushing everything.
Yes.
It's like a river. You're trying to, you know, you were trying to push the river somewhere different. And you're like, I am getting a headache.
Right.
I'm swimming up the stream and it's just not working.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, how can I just flow with this? And since I've been doing that, things have been easier and I don't feel like. Like I knew I wanted this new studio.
Right.
I had no idea what was going to happen. If I were in my old way of thinking, I would have been pinging Marcia every week.
Yeah.
You know, how's the studio? Are we looking good? You know, annoying the crap out of her. And, but instead I just was doing kind of what was in front of me
right.
and just focusing in on that. And things are starting, they come in. I was talking to Ben about this, and he's like, no, I think things are coming in at the same rate as they were before. Just now you're more accepting of the time frame in which they come in.
Ooh, that's good.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
And instead of you going and grabbing it and pulling it in, it's coming to you. So you have less energy, less effort.
Right.
Oh, and then there's also what with Julie, like some of the major lessons I learned with Julie is to recognize that life is short. Spend it with the people that you love and do the things that you love.
Yeah.
And so with that, saying no to other things is so much easier. And I felt bad about saying no to this one particular commission.
It gets easier.
It gets to where you don't even want to say yes.
Yeah, I did feel a little bit of guilt, but it was like after I said no, the weight kind of lifted.
Well, it's kind of like when we went to lunch the other day and talking about the graphics and website side of the business. And do we want to keep doing it or not? And I'm like, you know, I don't think I really want to.
You're done with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if something comes in and it speaks to us, that's different, but
we're not going to go after it. I mean, we're just like,
if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, but chasing it, I just don't feel right about chasing it.
I think, and we talked about our little problem clients, but like, actually working with people, we were like, ew. No, I don't think so.
Well, it's just, you know, like, I mean, like, you know, dealing with the problems, you know, calling us, it's the website's not working or it's not doing this. And you go in the back end and you're trying to recreate it and you can't recreate it. And you're telling them it's something with this or that. It's not the website because we can't recreate the error, you know. And
yeah,
it's just like, and then you're not getting paid for that half the time. People just don't understand that, you know, hey, you need to pay us this extra for that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and just like photography's gone through this, because I used to be a CPP, a certified professional photographer. No one cares. Everyone thinks they're a photographer.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they're good at it. Well, guess what? With Canva and all these other little shortcuts out there, Adobe Express and stuff, everybody thinks they're a designer now.
Yeah.
And I will not attach my name to something that compositionally is not correct or good, or the colors are bad or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You know, if you want brown and
it should be green. You're green, like, I'm not going to put your poopy brown on there.
No, I'm not putting my name on that.
Yeah.
And I told a client sitting at a table one day. We're sitting
there. I know. I loved it.
I was like, I know we've been exploring this, but I won't put my name on this. I will not design this for you. It's not happening.
Well, you pretty much go, this kind of looks like crap.
Yeah. Without saying it looks like crap.
But you were like, this design is not, what did you say?
I don't know.
It was pretty much like, this is crap. You can have it, but I'm taking my name off of it.
Yeah.
And they were like,
design it for you.
They just kind of looked at her like, oh, okay.
And then they trusted me. You know, I'm like, I'm tired of being questioned all the time.
Like, yeah.
I've done this for 25 years.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's interior design or graphic design. They all go by the same rules of design.
Right.
Use the same thing. And photography, it's like, you know, I'm tired.
So we were talking about, we're like, we didn't want to deal with people. Two, we didn't want to deal with problems. And three, we just wanted to go to lunch and have chips and salsa.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's so much that we don't want to deal with people. It's more, I don't want to deal with people in the sense that think they
know more than you.
Like Bugman, I'm not going to tell you how to get rid of and exterminate the brown recluse in my house. So why are you telling me how to design? You're paying me money to do a professional service.
Right.
But yet you're questioning everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more what we mean by not working with people, because that's
what you, but I'm okay being at home now. You and Julie have rubbed off on me so much that I'm like, I'm happy here painting. Yay. That's my day. That's like, I'm happy, happy. That's all I need, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
So whether or not you're restarting quick and you're going to get something done by the end of the year, or you're restarting slow and we're still trying to figure things out, let us know what you're doing. What's helping you?
Yes.
Did anything we say help you?
Right.
That would be great to know too. So until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.